The range-bound Pakistani rupee has finally succumbed to mounting pressure from rising imports, depreciating by 0.03% in the interbank market on Thursday to hit a 17-month low. The local currency closed at 282.06 against the US dollar, marking its weakest level since December 27, 2023, when it last traded near the 282 mark. PKR falls 0.10% DOD against USD, closing at 282.06, level last seen on December 27, 2023, wrote Arif Habib Limited, AHL. Compared to Wednesday's close of 281.97, the local currency lost 9 paise against the greenback, extending its downward pressure amid rising import demand. The uptick in imports has led to increased dollar demand, putting strain on the rupee's value. The uptick in import activity has increased dollar demand, weighing on the rupee, said Sana Tawfiq, head of research at AHL. Year to date, the rupee has depreciated by 0.39% month to date, MTD, 1.25% in the current calendar year, CYTD, and 1.32% in the fiscal year to date, FYTD, according to AHL. This decline underscores the delicate balance between external financial inflows and mounting domestic dollar demand, despite recent International Monetary Fund, IMF, disbursements bolstering the central bank's foreign reserves. The rupee had reached a record low of RS 307.10/dollar in September 2023 before strengthening to 275.44 and stabilizing for several months. However, the latest appreciation signals fresh challenges for policymakers in maintaining exchange rate stability amid ongoing external pressures. Moreover, Pakistan's total liquid foreign exchange reserves rose to $16.65 billion as of May 16, 2025, according to data released by the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP. The reserves held by the SBP stood at $11.45 billion, while net reserves held by commercial banks amounted to $5.20 billion. The increase in SBP reserves by $1.043 billion during the week was mainly attributed to the receipt of the second tranche of the Extended Fund Facility, EFF, from the IMF. On May 13, 2025, Pakistan received SDR 760 million, equivalent to $1.023 billion, from the IMF, reinforcing the country's external position. This marks the highest level of SBP reserves since late December 2024, according to Ismail Iqbal Securities. Compared to the beginning of the fiscal year, FYTD, SBP reserves have grown by $2.06 billion, while year-to-date, CYTD, they show a net decline of $264 million, reflecting ongoing external account adjustments amid a broader reform program. Meanwhile, gold prices in Pakistan dropped on Thursday, in tandem with a decline in the international market where gold fell by over 1% as the US dollar strengthened and investors took profits after a brief rally to a two-week high. In the domestic market, the price of gold per tola decreased by 1,900 rupees, settling at 347,500 rupees, according to data from the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association, APGSA.